The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
On the sixth day of Sivan, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. This, our sages tell us, was the most momentous occasion in the history of Klal Yisrael and the history of the world. It was through this that Yisrael was chosen to receive the Torah and to become a Mamleches Kahanim Vegei Kodosh, a kingdom of Kahanim, of priests, and a sanctified nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil bein kedish lechol bein oy lecheshech bein Yisrael lo amin. He separated Yisrael from all of the other nations of the world, just as he distinguished between that what is sanctified and that what is not sanctified, that what between light and darkness. So did he distinguish between Yisrael Bo'amim. And when one gives some thought to this, there is more to it than seemingly at face value. Because lightness and darkness are something which cannot relate at all. They are contrary to one to another. Whereas there is darkness, there is no light. Where there is light, there is no darkness. And in this same dimension, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, uplifted Klal Yisrael, separated them and distinguished them from all of the nations of the world. And this tells us that the Torah that was given to us and our task is not similar to any other nation. Now, we're all aware that every nation has its avoda, has its religion, and Klal Yisrael has its. But we must not make an error to think that our aveda, our responsibility, and the way we serve Hashem is in any way related to any other religion or service or worship or study that is found in the entire world. And this, the Chazal tell us, in Yom Aloch Odom, Yesh Chochma Bagoyim, if someone tells you there is wisdom in the nations, Tamim, leave him, because there is wisdom in the nations. In Yom Aloch Odom, Yesh Torah Bagoyim, if someone will tell you there is Torah in the nations, Al Tamim, do not believe him. She'ein Torah Ela B'Yisrael. Torah is found only by Israel. And it is unique, and it is different, just as light is different and distinguished from darkness. In order to understand this a little deeper, what is the uniqueness of Torah? And what is the uniqueness of the gisha, of the approach that Klal Yisrael has towards their Creator? Let us cite a few of the words of the Chazal of our sages. The Mishnah in Masechta Oves, something which we have quoted before, Mishnah tells us in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Rav Gamliel ben Eisha Rabbi Yehuda Anosi Eimer. Rav Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, says, Hu haya Eimer. He would say, Ein bor yereichet v'leyam oretz kosid. The boor, the empty person, cannot fear Hashem, and the Amoritz, the ignorant, cannot be a chosid, he cannot be righteous. Why is it so? Why can't the empty person fear Hashem? Why can't the ignorant be righteous? Why is the fear of Hashem or righteousness related to wisdom amongst the nations of the world? There is wisdom and there is righteousness. One is not necessarily related to the other. And what does it mean, the boor and the amoritz? Speaking here of two people, a boor, an empty person, and an amoritz, an ignorant person. What is the difference? The Malmi Prague, in his commentary on Ovis, tells us that the Mishnah is not referring to two people, rather to two attributes in every person. Bor is from the word Vaoretz Leise Shom, Shemoma, desolation. There the Targum, this is a posuk in Bereishis by Yosef HaTzadik, that the people came to Yosef and they said, sell us, give us seed, buy up everything that we have. It was during the famine, in order that the land shall not be desolate. And the Targum there writes, Sovor. The word bor means desolation, emptiness. This is referring to the seichel, to the mind of the person. A person who is empty from Torah, then he is a boor. And this is like a field without crops. If he is lacking from the aspect of his intellect, then he is a boor and he cannot fear Hashem. The Amoritz, the ignorant, this is referring not to the intellect of the person, but rather to the physical being of the person. And if the physical being of the person is lacking because there is no Torah by him, then he will not be able to become a chosid. He will not reach the level of righteousness. And there is great depth in what the Maral is saying. And this is how he explains this. A person was given a power of intellect and a body to go with it. If he does not learn Torah, he lacks Torah, then he is shemeimah, he is desolate. He is like an empty field that has no crops. And it is impossible, therefore, to reach the level of the fear of Hashem, the fear of sin. Because this can come only through the wisdom of Torah. The Mishnah in another place tells us, Im ein chochma ein yira. If there is no wisdom, there is no fear. Fear of Hashem is not merely an emotion, is not merely a state of mind, but is something that comes from the wisdom of Torah. And why is this? Because the fear of Hashem comes from being close to Hashem. Who fears the king? Someone who is close to the king. Someone who is far from the king, who never saw him, who doesn't know of him, has little fear of him. So fear comes from being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Firstly, you must know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, how is it possible for a person to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Really, they are two contraries. Because the Almighty is something which is abstract from the physical entity. He is Kula Kodesh. He is separated. And he is spiritual. He is above and sanctified, while man is physical. So how can these two entities come to each other? This is through the medium of Torah. Torah, which is also spiritual, which is also Kodesh, sanctified, and which is part of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kuchibrichu v'yoraisu chadhu. The Almighty and His Torah are one. By the person filling himself with Torah, this elevates a person to a spiritual plane, and it brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he who is close will fear Hashem. He who has Torah will be close. He who lacks Torah will be far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He who is far cannot fear Hashem. It is impossible, therefore, for someone to be desolate from Torah and still fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein bor yirei chet. The empty cannot fear Hashem. Then there's a second dimension. And that is, because a person was given this power of intellect to comprehend Torah, this does not only have an effect on his mind, but this also has an effect on his guf, on his body. The body of a Baal Torah is not the same than the body of a person who is not a Baal Torah, even though it might appear the same. It is impossible that one should acquire a Torah and this does not influence even the physical being of the person. An example, we know that man is a physical person and we know that an animal is a physical person. Yet we know that even the body of man can become sanctified, can become purified, can become mizdakhek, refined. And this is through the presence of Torah in himself. The Am Oretz, this refers, literally this means, the nation from the land. Am Oretz, a nation from the earth. Earth was the mother of physical man. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he made physical man offer mina adonah. from the dust of the earth. And he gave man a soul to elevate himself. Am Ha'aretz is a person who did not elevate himself from the earth. He remained on the same level as the earth that he was made from. This refers to physically. There was no elevation in him because of his ignorance in Torah. And here the Mishnah tells us, Le'am Oretz Chosid. The ignorant will not be able to be a Chosid. What does this mean? Chasidus, the Gemara tells us, Mahu Chosid. This is the ultimate in righteousness. Ezehu Chosid. Who is so righteous? Hamishchasedim Acheri. One who does good with others. This refers to the person where the power of Tov, the power of goodness, is so great in him that he has always been Meitiv es Abrias. He is always doing Chesed. He is always doing chesed and good to others. So this is the ultimate of good. This is why the Gemara brings Midas Chasidus. It is the way of the chosid not to exact the law when it comes to relations with others, but to do lifnim mishuras adin, to do more than the law demands in his relation with others. If the law demands that you shall give him so much, it is the nida of the chosi to give him more. For a person to be in this level of goodness, in this level of righteousness, in this level of masim, this refers to the masim, to his deeds, and deeds are done with the body, he must have a pure body. It is impossible for the Am Ha'aretz to fulfill this, because the Am Ha'aretz that has not elevated himself from the earth, this is not an attribute of the earth. The earth cannot give. The earth, which represents the core of the physical world, this by nature is a recipient. People work the earth. The earth receives. It must be worked in. It must be planted in. But from its own source to give, it cannot. It only reacts. To come to the dimension of not reacting, but rather than acting, initiating, giving, which is chasidus, this is a dimension which is far above the dimension of the physical world. And therefore, when someone becomes great in the wisdom of Torah, the Torah influences, purifies, and sanctifies even his body to the point where his physical deeds become to the level of chosid of tov, and the goodness pours out from him to others. He's mischasedim acherim, he is always doing good with others. He does lifnim mishuras adin more than the law demands when it comes to others. And this can come only from Torah. Without it, then he falls to the level of the earth that he came from. V'lei Am Ha'aretz Chosid. In general, the word Tov we find only by something that has become elevated from this physical level. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first time in the Torah that is mentioned the word Tov is by the light. Vayar Hashem es or ki tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light was good. And light from the entire physical world, light is the most elevated and the most purified. The Gemara in Masechta Menachos and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brings Yovei Tov V'Kabel Tev, let good come and receive good, Mi Tov, from he who is good, Letovim, for the good ones. Let good come and receive what is good from he who is good for the good ones. What does this mean? Yovei Tov, let the good one come, Zemesha. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. D'ksiv v'atera yisei ki tovu. We see Moshe was called Tov. When the daughter of Parai found him in the basket. No, excuse me. When Moshe was born, it states, v'atera yisei ki tov. They saw that he was good. And he is the one who received the Torah. So let the good one come, be kabel tov. And let him receive what is good. Zu Torah. This is the Torah. Diksiv ki lekach tov nosati lochem. The Torah was called good. Lekach tov nosati lochem. I have given to you something that's good. Mi tov. Let him take this goodness from someone who is good. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. As it states, Tov Hashem lakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to all. He has no limitations, his goodness. He is good to all. Latovim, and let him bring this goodness to those who are good, Elu Yisrael, Diksiv Heitivu Hashem Latovim. We see that Yisrael also were called Tovim. So we see that the Torah is called Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tov. Moshe was called Tov. Yisrael were called Tov. And Tov means someone that is Meitiv Acherim, that does good for others. And to do good for others, to have such deeds, this is the level of the Chosid, HaMishchasedim Acherim. And this is a level one can come to, only through his Dakhus HaChemer, only through a purification of his physical deeds. And this is possible only with Torah. Therefore, v'lei amo oretz chosid. The ignorant cannot reach chasidus. So the Mishnah here is telling us, ein bur yerechet, those who are desolate from Torah, are far from Hashem, and therefore they cannot fear him. V'lei amo oretz chosid. And those who do not elevate themselves through Torah, from their most elementary level, they cannot come to the level of righteousness, of goodness, of chasidus. Now the Mishnah here is giving to us a cornerstone in understanding what Judaism is. When we speak of the religions of the world, to fear the Almighty, or to fear any other God, what does that have to do with wisdom? To be righteous, everyone has the choice and the ability to be righteous, whether he's a wise person or not a wise person. To be good, this depends on your conduct. This depends on your discipline. But what does it have to do with wisdom? Not so by Klal Yisrael. Not so by Torah. We have a principle, and it's an unbending principle. Fear of Hashem, it comes from Torah. Goodness, righteousness, chassidus, this comes from Torah. He who lacks Torah, the fear is not a fear. He who lacks Torah, the goodness is not a goodness. Righteousness, the chassidus, is not the righteousness. This is what the Tanna tells us, the Mishnah teaches us. We see this in another place, in an even more positive vein. This is in the Parsha which we learned recently, in Parshas Bechukesai. At the end of Sefer Vayikra, just last week, Im bechukesai teilechu v'mitzvesai tishmru v'asisem eson. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if you will walk in my statutes and you will fulfill my mitzvahs, you will guard my mitzvahs and you will do them. Ask the Chazal, what does it mean walk in my statutes? Does it mean to guard the mitzvahs? It already says guard the mitzvahs. Does it mean to fulfill the mitzvahs? It already says fulfill the mitzvahs. If you will walk in my statutes, if you will guard my mitzvahs and you will do the mitzvahs, what does it mean to walk in the statutes? Rashi brings Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, that you shall labor in Torah. If you will labor in Torah, guard my mitzvahs and do the mitzvahs, then you will be zeichet to all the brachos. Then the Torah tells us in Posuk Yud Dalet, V'imleis Ishmuli, if you will not listen to me, V'leisasu is called mitzvahs elu, and you will not do the mitzvahs, Im bechukesai timoasu, if you will reject my statutes, V'imishpotai tigal nafshechem, and my laws you also shall reject, they will not be pleasant to you. Levilti ases is called mitzvesai lahafrechem es brisi, and you will come and not fulfill all of my mitzvahs, and you will deny, and you will void my covenant. Then the Torah tells us all of the terrible curses which follow. Now Rashi brings from the Chazal, what does it mean if you will not listen to me? Liyos ameli mitorah, you will not labor in Torah. And then Rashi says, there are seven averas listed here. Seven averas. What are the seven averas? The seven averas are Harishena Geiredes Hashdia. One draws the second. The first avera is Le Lomar. If you will not labor in Torah, Le Oso, then you will not do the mitzvahs. If you will not do the mitzvahs, then Moas Ba'achedim Ha'esim, you will come to despise others that do the mitzvahs. If you will despise others that will do the mitzvahs, Seinei Sachachomim, then you will come to hate the wise that teach the mitzvahs. If you will hate the chachomim, then you will be meneas ha'achelim, you will come to try to stop others from doing the mitzvahs, to prevent them. If you will prevent others, eventually you will come to justify this by being kefir b'mitzvahs, by denying the mitzvahs. If you will deny the mitzvahs, you will come to be kefir b'ikr, you will come to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this is all derived from the Posuk. Seven averes. One geireres es hashniya, one draws the other. And the source is, if you will labor in Torah, or if you will not labor in Torah. And the same is the converse. If you will labor in Torah, then you will come to do the mitzvahs. From there you will come to love others that do the mitzvahs. From there you will come to love the chachomim that teach the mitzvahs. From there you will come to help others to do the mitzvahs. From there you will come to believe in the mitzvahs and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen all of your emunah. So we see here, we're speaking from one end of the pole to the other. The greatest extreme that a Jew can go to is Cholilo Kefer Beikar, where he denies the mitzvahs and eventually he denies the giver of the mitzvahs. What brings a person to this? The Chazal tell us, not laboring in Torah. On the other hand, if he will labor in Torah, then he will come to the greatest heights. What does denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do with laboring in Torah? What does loving of mitzvahs or loving of the sages have to do with labor of Torah? Here again, this point is driven home. That when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Avedis Hashem, as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, its source is from Torah. There can be no other source. There can be no other way. If it's without Torah, then there is no Yiras Hachet. There is no Hasidus. There is no fear and there is no righteousness. And this is what the Chazal tell us. The reasons for this are two. One is, as mentioned, because who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those who are close to Him. Who emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those who are near to Him. And it's impossible for a human being to be near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are two entities which contrast each other. Except through Torah. Because man is a boser v'dom, he is flesh and blood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchei Amlochim, the King of all kings. He's separated from the world. And the Torah was given to bring the two worlds together. This is why we find when the Torah was given, Vayal Meshe Alahor, Meshe went up to the heaven, he went up to the mountain, Meshe Ola Lamorim, and Vayered Hashem Alahor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain. Klal Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the image of thunder and lightning and smoke come down on the mountain. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go up on the mountain and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down on the mountain? This was the chibur. This was the joining of two worlds. The Olam HaTachton and the Olam HaElyon. The upper worlds and the lower worlds. This enabled to bring the Kedushas HaTorah into this world. And this world to elevate it to the higher world. This enabled man to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this really is the essence of the mitzvahs. What is a mitzvah? We take something from this world, we make a mitzvah from it, we sanctify it. A Sefer Torah which is written on parchment which comes from the skin of an animal can reach the ultimate of sanctity. The ink which came from a plant which grew in the ground can be used to write HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with all of the Kedusha. become tefillin. We can take an esrog, a fruit from a tree, and fulfill a mitzvah of Hashem with it. Just like this world can be elevated through the power that the Torah of the upper world came into this world, so can man elevate himself and bring himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how? This is only through the medium of Torah. So this is one reason why, if there is Torah, then there can be Yirah, there can be righteousness. Without it, there cannot. There is another reason also, which basically both reasons have the same source. And this is mentioned in the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushim. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Amud Beis states, Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis learned, V'samtem, in the Parsha and the Torah of Krishma, it states, V'samtem is Vorim Eile, that you shall place these words. So the Gemara darshins, the word V'samtem can be broken into two words. V'samtem, Samtam. A perfect psalm, a perfect medicine. My words of Torah are a perfect medicine to you. Nimshle Tere Kisam Chai. Moshele Odom, an example. Shikas B'nai Maki Gdela. A person's son was inflicted with a great wound. So the father put on a plaster, a bandage. He fixed up the wound with a very good plaster. And he said, my son, as long as the bandage is on your wound, then you may eat what you want, whatever you desire, you may drink whatever you desire, you may bathe in hot water and cold water. Don't have to worry about anything. But if you will take it off, then it will come to become infected. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Israel, Bini, my son, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Teira Tavli. I have created the Yetzirah, and I have created Torah as a spice for it, which will satisfy it. Bimato eskim imatem eskim betorah. If you labor in Torah, einatem nimsorim yodei, then you are not given over to the Yetzirah. Shena mar haleim teitiv se'es, as it states that if you will choose good, then you will exalt over the Yetzirah. Bim einatem eskim betorah. But if you're not, then atem nimsorim yodei, you will be given into its hands. Shnema lepesach hatas revitz v'le'eid ele shekol maser matnoi boch shnema v'elechot shukosei. And not only that, but the Yetzirah's entire desires will be to conquer you. Tone rabonen koshi Yetzirah shalfil yesre keirera shnema ki Yetzir leva odem raminu urav. So great and difficult is the Yetzirah. This is the evil inclination that was placed into man. The evil desires which were placed into man. So great is this that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to it as ra, as evil. Omer Yitzchok Yitzrei Shalodem Mischari Shalom Bekol Yom. This Yetzirah renews itself every day with new plots and conspiracies. As it states, Rak Rakol Ayim. Taner Beir Bishmol, and then the Gemara says, Umevakesh Lahamisay. The Yetzirah goes so far as it is dedicated to try to destroy man, to destroy him. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not help, in Yocholoi, no man could stand up against him. Tantana de Beit Bishmul b'niim pogaboch menuvel zeh moshchei le Beis HaMedrash. Bishmul said that if you meet up with this Yetzohara, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. If he's made out of stone, the Torah will melt him. If he's made out of steel, whom he spaitzits, then he will become broken. Shnemar ko dvorai ke'esh num Hashem. My words of Torah are like fire. Ukepati shefeitzit selah. And they are able to break stone. Now what is the Gemara telling us here? A person should not underestimate the power of the Yetzer Hara, of this evil drive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted into man's nature. Because so great is this power that he renews himself every day to plot against man, to endeavor to destroy him. So this is one principle we see from here. Do not underestimate for a minute the power of the Yetzer Hara. Second principle that we see from here. Im atem asukim b'Torah, if you labor in Torah, aim, good. Ein atem nimtzorim b'yodeh, then you will not be given over into its hands. But if not, you will. Second principle we see, there is no way that a person can be saved from this Yetzer Hara except through Torah. Torah has the power, but nothing else. Barosi Yetzer Hara, I have created the Yetzer Hara. Barosi Torah Tavli, and I have created the Torah to counter it. The Torah has a spice for it. A person constantly, all of his life, has this struggle. And it's the task of the Yetzer Hara to conceal the Almighty from the person's eyes. Every day, every minute of each day, the Yetzer Hara endeavors to conceal the Almighty from the person's eyes, to conceal from the person the path of right and wrong. And this is the strongest force in the world. Only through Torah did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Ein atem nimsorim b'yodem, you will not be given over to them. I have created the Yetzer Hara, I have created Torah as a tablet. So this is a second reason that if someone does not labor in Torah, not only he cannot come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he falls into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. How is it possible then for someone to have fear of Hashem when he doesn't labor in Torah? If the Yetzer Hara is such a strong force, and if he's mechadish b'chol yom, if he renews himself every day, and if the only power against the Yetzer Hara is Torah, how is it that a person can be righteous but not labor in Torah? It's not true. It's false. And this is what our sages testify to. If you see a person that fears Hashem but does not labor in Torah, the fear is not a fear. You see a person that's righteous, the righteousness is not a righteousness. It is a false righteousness. Like the Chazal tell us of the nations of the world. Chesed. You see Chasidus by the nations. Le'umim chatos. It's not, it's deceit. It's for self-exploitation. It's for glory. It's for other reasons. But it is not chesed. But rather it is chatos. It is hate. It is sin. On the other hand, we see from this Gemara that the Torah has a power over it. He told his son, as long as you have this plaster on you, you don't have to worry about the wound. You can eat what you want, you can drink what you want. You can bathe how you want. As long as you learn Torah, you don't have to worry about it. The Maral in a Sefer Tferes Yisrael brings this Gemara and he explains some background to Matan Torah with it, to the giving of the Torah. The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Why was that day chosen? The Chazal tell us because that was the 50th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt. Went out of Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. Next day we counted Sfira, count 49 days. The 50th day afterwards, Torah was given. Why did we have to wait for 50 days? So one of the reasons is the going out of Egypt, that was like a tinekan yetzi mimei imai. It was like a newborn child. So I'll tell us, the going out of Egypt, the Exodus, this was a birth of Klal Yisrael. And just as a child is born, first comes his physical development. His mental and spiritual development can come only later. First, there must be a good, healthy, strong physical development, because the mental and spiritual require a strong physical foundation. So was the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the physical foundation of Klal Yisrael. Every day, Klal Yisrael, till finally the 50th day. 50th day, the Shara Hamishim, 50th gate, this the Chazal tell us, is the highest gate that one can come to. The gate of Chochmas HaTorah. 50th gate is the gate of the wisdom of Torah. So all of this time, they grew physically to develop a strong and healthy physical foundation in order to receive the Spirit. And they reached this on the 50th day later, and that's the Sif Sivan. This is why Torah was given them. It is for this reason, he said, that on the day, on Pesach, we bring a korban, a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, and that korban is made from Seorim. The Mincha Chadosh of the Seorim, that korban is made from oats. On Shavuos, we bring the Shtei Alechem, and that was made, these were the loaves, the two loaves, and these were made from chitim, from wheat. Why? Because oat seorim, that's a very physical food. The fact is, that's the mainstay of animal life, the Chazal tell us. And therefore, since this represented the beginning of the physical growth of Klal Yisrael, therefore the korban, the sacrifice, was Seorin, was oats. On the 50th day, when it came to Torah, this represented the spirit of Klal Yisrael, spiritual development, and therefore it was chitin, wheat. Wheat is a food that was given to man, man in his fullness. The Gemara in Masech Tohorius and Daf Yud Gimel says that ha'echel pas chitin yofel le'talmud. If someone eats wheat bread, this is very good for learning Torah. The kol shkein chitin atzmai, and how much more so wheat alone. And there's another Gemara that states that the tinoik, a child, can only speak only after he's reached the age where he can now eat from wheat. So this is a food already that nourishes also the spirit and the mind. And this was brought on Shavuos. There's one thing, though, that is somewhat strange, and that is the two loaves that we were commanded to bring on Shavuos. We were commanded that they should be chometz. They should be leavened breads. And this was an exception from all other korbanos, from all other sacrifices, except in one other place, the korban table. And this is strange because, for two reasons. Firstly, the Torah told us that we're not allowed to bring chometz ever on the altar. So we see that the Torah took chometz and it placed it far away from the Mizbeach, from the altar. So even though here we do not bring this on the Mizbeach, on the altar, but still, the korban was chometz. Second reason why this is strange is that Chazal tell us that chometz represented the Seor Shebi Iso. The chometz, the leavened bread, this represented the sourdough of the loaf. This represented the Yetzer Hara. Chometz was always the symbol of the Yetzer Hara. So why on Shavuos? On the day of Matan Torah, we brought chometz. So the Maral says, because during the entire year, we have to be afraid of the Yetzer Hara. We have to be careful of it. And therefore, during the entire year, we never brought chometz near the Mizbeach. Pesach or other times. But when the Torah was given on the day of Matan Torah, that day we don't have to fear the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara can rule over everything, but not over the Torah. The Torah rules over it. And since we have no fear of it on this day, then we become it. And this is what the Gemara says. Bini, my son, as long as the plaster is on you, echol ma she'anoscho, eat what you desire, shesei ma she'anoscho, drink what you desire, you have nothing to fear. If you have Torah, then there is nothing to fear. The Torah will be metahir, the Torah will purify the Yetzirah. Chometz, that's something to fear without Torah, but not with Torah. And this is why, if we note, that the Gemara says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Barasi Yetzohara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I have created the Yetzohara, I have created the Torah as a spice. The spice means that the thirst of the Yetzohara will be satisfied with the Torah. Everything that the Yetzohara desires will be well satisfied with the Torah. Like a person has a strong thirst or a strong desire, the right spice will satisfy it. All the Yetzirahs in the world, but a little Torah will satisfy it. And therefore there is nothing to fear. But then he goes even further. Not only there's nothing to fear, but it's a day in which we must even bring the Yetzirah close to us. Because the Gemara in Masechta Psochim, Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara there is discussing the Machlekes Tanoim. What should be the conduct of a person on a Yantif? Should he daven all day and learn all day? Or should rather he eat and drink all day? Because Yantif is a Mikra Kodesh, is a time for Hashem. It says Lashem, but it's also a time of Lochem. It was given to Klal Yisrael, Vishamachto, to rejoice. So one opinion is, Chatzi Lochem v'chatzi Lashem. You should divide the day, half for the davening and learning, and half for eating and drinking. Another opinion is, no, he can do either. Oh, Kula Lashem, he can devote it entirely to Hashem, or Kula Lachem, or he can devote it entirely to himself. But then the Gemara says that Akol Meirim Be'atzeres Debi'inan Nami Lochem. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos you must have also a physical enjoyment. This everyone agrees. It's very strange. Shavuos was the time of the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah was the most spiritual moment. Why does everyone agree that you should have also that on that day that it must be also for yourself? She says the reason is because Shavuos, the giving of the Torah, is not a time to further oneself away from the physical world. Rather, it's a time to bring close to oneself the physical world. Because Torah does not have to fear from the physical world. Not only Torah does not have to fear, but the purpose of the Torah was to join the worlds together. The purpose of the giving of the Torah was only to uplift the physical world to the spiritual world, as we mentioned. Otherwise, Torah could have remained in the heavens. A person with Torah does not have to fear the Yetzer Hara, does not have to fear the shortcomings of man. The purpose of the Torah was to perfect the shortcomings of man, to uplift physical man. And this we see from the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. There in the Sugi of Matan Torah, when the Gemara discusses the giving of the Torah in Perek Omer Rabbi Akiva, states that when Moshe went to receive the Torah, the angels wanted to kill him. They told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chem de Genuza, here your greatest treasure that was created 900 and some generations before the creation of the world. And you're giving it to a man of flesh and blood to take to such a world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, answer them. So Moshe said, what's written in the Torah? They said, you shall not kill. So he said, do you need the Torah? Yesh kina, yesh sina, b'malochim. Is there hatred amongst you? Is there jealousy amongst you? What else is written in the Torah? You shall not steal. He said, do you need the Torah? Do you steal? Is there chemda, is there desire? What else is written in the Torah? You should not commit adultery. Do you need the Torah? He asked the angels. And he went on and on till finally they conceded. So we see that the whole reason why the Torah came into this world was because of the shortcomings of man. because of the Yetzer Hara. And the Torah came to perfect the world, to uplift it, and to sanctify it. Therefore, the Maral says that even though on all the Yom Tovim there might be an opinion that you can dedicate the day entirely to spiritual activity, but on Shavuos everyone agrees that there must be physical activity also. And even though all year around all of the korbanos, the sacrifices that we brought, were not chometz, we had to keep chometz at a distance, but on Shavuos they were bedavke chometz. Bini, my son, as long as you keep that plaster on, he said, then you may eat what you desire, you may drink what you desire, you may bathe in what you desire. Kodesh Baruch Hu said the same thing. If there is Torah, then you have no fear. If there is not Torah, then you are given over to the hands of the Yetzer Hara. So this is another reason why the ignorant, or the empty, or the one that does not labor in Torah, cannot have fear, cannot have righteousness, and not only that, but eventually will come to the seven most cardinal avedas that will result in the denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heaven forbid, because he will fall prey to the Yetzer Hara. While to the contrary, the one who labors in Torah, then the Torah will bring him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is for this reason that the avoda of Klal Yisrael in every aspect must always be only from labor in Torah. All the mitzvahs must evolve from the labor of the Torah. And even all of the learning must come only from labor of the Torah. If not, then it is coming from a false source. And this we see very strongly from a very strong Gemara, which we've mentioned in the past, in Masechet Seita Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara says, Itmar, Korah v'shona v'leishimish talmidei chachomim. If someone learned Chumash and someone learned Mishnah, but he did not learn Talmud, now the Chumash, everyone is aware of what that is. What is the Mishnah? The Mishnah are the principles of the Torah. The Talmud is the understanding of these principles. The Mishnah are the laws of the Torah. The Talmud is the deep understanding. The Birur HaTaimim, the deep understanding and development and refinement of these halachas, of these principles. So if someone learned Mishnah, he learned Chumash and he learned Mishnah, but he did not Shimish Talmidei Chachomim, he did not learn Talmud. He did not go to a Rebbe and learn Talmud. So the Gemara is discussing, what is he? Reb Lezer Eimer Hareze Amoritz. Reb Lezer says this is an Amoritz, an ignorant person. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Eimer Hareze Bur. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says this is a Bur. This is a desolate, an empty person. Reb Yane Eimer Hareze Kusi. Reb Yane said he is like a Kusi. A Kusi was a nation which converted, and they accepted some of the Torah, but not all of the Torah. Eventually they were rejected. They were not good Gerim. It's a shail in the Gemara, but they were not good Gerim. They were not good Jews. Some of the Torah they accepted, some they didn't. So he says, this is a kusi. Rav Acher bar Yaakov omar, hari ze magush. Rav Acher says, this is a magush. What is a magush? Magush, Rashi tells us, is a mechashev, a sorcerer. Omar of Nachum bar Yitzchok mestavruk ki Rav Acher bar Yaakov. So the Nachum bar Yitzchok said that he agrees with Rav Acher bar Yaakov, the one who says that he is like a sorcerer. The Amrei Inshi Rati Megushi Velayodem Ayomar, because a sorcerer is someone that he does something and he doesn't know why he's doing it. Toni Tana Velayodem Ayomar, he says things and he doesn't know what he's saying. There is no understanding when it comes to sorcery or if it comes to superstition. To the contrary, sorcery and superstition, this is supposed to be beyond understanding, beyond human comprehension. They'll say certain words, they'll do certain acts, and there is a certain reaction as to why, what, when, where. This is something which is not for our mentality. This defies the mentality. It defies the seichel. Now, what is the Gemara talking about here? Here's a man that went and he learned Chumash and he learned Mishnah. But he didn't go to a Rebbe to learn Gemara, to learn Talmud. He didn't labor in Torah. So one says he's an Amoretz, the other says he's a Bur, the other says he's a Kusi, and the other says he's a Magush, a sorcerer. Seems very radical. The Maral explains in the Sefer Nesivos Olam, the Sivah Torah, Perek Tes Vov, very, very great principles. Very deep principles. He says, the first one that says he's an Amoretz, because an Amoretz is someone who's very far from the Seichel. He says, Torah is wisdom. Not only is Torah wisdom, it's the greatest wisdom of all of the wisdoms. Kihi chokmaschem ubinaschem in kol ha'amim. Klal Yisrael, that was given Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that this is your claim to fame. That all of the nations will recognize through your Torah your great wisdom and your great understanding. Torah is the source of all wisdoms. Not only is it wisdom, but it's Chochmas Hashem, it's the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone learns Chumash and learns Mishnah, and he rattles off what he knows, he's telling us principles, but like a parrot that's telling us principles. He's telling us halachas, laws, but like a parrot. He never labored in the Talmud, in the Havayas of Abaye Varovo, that took these principles and took these halachas and expounded them and expounded them. Like the Gemara said in the Bekiva, he was Neitel Shtei Horim V'Techanin Zu B'Zu. He would take two mountains and grind them together. This is what he would do with the two halachas. He would darshan thousands and thousands of droshos. Birur acher birur. One clarification after the other. One depth after the other. This is the Talmud, the Shimush Talmidei Chachomim. The Gemara brings on some of the great Tanoim where they could give 200 tshuvas, 200 answers to one question. But if someone merely would learn the Chumash and he would learn the Mishnah, and he rattles off the principles and the halachos without any bino, without any understanding, without any das, without any chokhmah, Sarei ze Amoretz. This is a person who's far from the seichel. He's far from Torah. Torah uplifts a person. This is a person who's still near the level of the ground. Then came a second man, the Omar, and he says, Harei ze bur. He's a bur. Because since he learned Chumash and Mishnah, he had great potential. But it was never brought to fructification. Just as a field without grain. A field without grain, a field has great potential. But it was never tilled. And therefore it's desolate. So is this person. Then came along Rabbi Yana, and he says, Harei ze kusi, this is a kusi. Why did he say this is a kusi? He said that the halachas of this person and the principles of this person and the mitzvahs of this person are not mitzvahs. Why? Because when he does mitzvahs, there is no wisdom in the mitzvahs. And mitzvahs of the Torah must be done mitzar haseichel, from the wisdom of the person. Not merely as an empty act of the person. The mitzvahs have to come from the Torah. The Torah is the chochmaschem ubinaschem b'enei kol ha'amim. That's the wisdom and the understanding of Klal Yisrael, which all the nations recognize. If mitzvahs are done as merely physical, empty acts without wisdom, then harei ze kusi. Why did he refer to as kusi? This is something, a very wondrous thing. The Gemara says on the kusim that certain mitzvahs they accepted, certain ones they rejected. So which ones did they accept? Those that they liked. Those that they disliked, they rejected. And it says that kol mitzvah she'echzike by kusi, echzike by harbe b'Yisrael, the Gemara Hulin says. A mitzvah that a kusi does, he kept even better than a Yisrael, than a Jew. He became a fanatic in it. And he kept it better than a Jew, the Gemara says. Now, why did the kusim do certain mitzvahs? They did in accordance to what they saw. If they saw something that looked good, they did it. If they saw something that didn't look good, they didn't do it. So this was not a mitzvah that was done because of chokmah, because of wisdom of Torah. This was a mitzvah that was done because of riyah, because of sight. They wanted to copy. This looked good, they did it. And when they did it even more firmer than Israel. So he said the same thing over here, Harei ze kusi. A person that fulfills mitzvahs without the background of the wisdom of Torah, then it's empty. He's fulfilling merely because of sight. And these are not mitzvahs. Then, the fourth one said, Harei ze megushi. This is a sorcerer. This is superstition. You know, we have in the world, and especially today, we have a lot of superstitions and a lot of cults, and we have Torah. What's the difference? Torah are mitzvahs that grow from the wisdom of Torah. They grow with the understanding and the knowledge and the great wisdom. Superstition is just the contrary. Superstitions are found by people that are weak in mentality, weak in seichel. And the same with sorcery. People who do not want to attribute things to mental explanations, but rather than non-mental explanations, this is superstition and sorcery. It is the contrary to wisdom. And therefore, Rav Acha says that a person who learns Mishnah, he learns Torah, Excuse me, he learns Chumash and he learns Mishnah. But that's all. And then he does his mitzvahs without any das of the Talmud, of the great Torah behind it. Then this person is the same as a magush, as a superstitious person. The superstition person says things, he doesn't know what they mean. He does things and he doesn't know why he does it. The same with this person. And then later the Gemara brings another case that a person who renders halacha from the Mishnah brings korban to the world. So the Maral says why? Because the world stands. The world stands through Torah. A person who brings Torah to the world, he brings existence to the world. If a person will render halacha from the Mishnah without the wisdom of the Torah behind it, this is the contrary to Torah. This is not coming from the source of amelus betorah, of labor in Torah. This is not the Torah. What comes to a person's mind in learning this is what we learn in Parshas Rus and Shavuos. This is the question asked by many: why do we learn Rus and Shavuos? Why do we learn it? One of the reasons given is because Rus became a convert. She married Boaz, and from Boaz came the great family of David HaMelech, King David, and the Mashiach. And really, Rus was involved in a great legal question if she was allowed to marry Boaz, because she came from the nation of Moab. And the Torah said that Lo Yovai Moab Ve'Amon Bekal Yisrael, that anyone from the nation of Moab was not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, was not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And it was only because of a drosha that the Gemara Darshan, Moavi Vele Moavis, the males of Moab, the Torah said Moab, the males of Moab and not the females of Moab were rejected, that Rus was allowed to enter. And it was through, therefore, the droshas of the Torah that the kingship of David came to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, this parsha of Rus, which tells how David HaMelech was to come into Klal Yisrael, we read on Shavuos. Because it was only through the great explanation and expounding of Torah that this was possible. Now we could go into this slightly more. And that is that really, if we would go with human intelligence, with human reasoning, there would be good reason why Boaz should not have taken Rus. Because Boaz was a very great person. He was a miyuchas. He came from the Shevet Yehuda, from the tribe of Yehuda, which was the most miyuchas, perhaps, in Klal Yisrael. To Yehuda was promised that kings would come from him. The king of Israel would come from the tribe of Yehuda. And perhaps Boaz might have known this. Boaz was the Shefet, he was the Godel Hador, he was the greatest of the generation. Ruth had come from a nation, a Goyish nation, Moab. Not only did she come from a Goyish nation, but she came from a nation that was rejected forever from Klal Yisrael. Because when Klal Yisrael came out of Egypt, they asked for water and they asked for bread, Moab refused. So even if we would say that by the letter of the law she was permissible, human reasoning should dictate to us that Boaz should have rejected her. Why does he have to marry her? He should protect himself. And this really was the calculation of Pliny Almani. There was another brother, was an uncle, that had the opportunity, the first opportunity to take her. And when she was offered to him, he said, brought in the Sefer Rus, Perek Dalet, he said, Lo uchal ligol, I cannot take her. Ben Ashki says nachlosi, because if I take her, I will destroy my seed. Go'al lecho'ato, is gulosi, you take her, he told Boaz. Ki lo uchal ligol, I cannot take her. Now what does it mean that he said, I cannot take her, you take her, I will destroy my seed? So Rashi said he had made a mistake in the halacha. He didn't know that she was, he didn't darshan, he didn't expound Moav elei Moavis. He didn't expound that the males you could not take, the females you could. But this needs some more explanation. If he thought she was not permitted to take, so why did he tell Boaz, Go'al lecho'ato, you take her? If she was not permitted to take, so what did he tell Boaz to take her for? Secondly, the Gemara in Ksubas brings that Boaz paskened, he rendered a decision that she was permissible. And Boaz was the shefet, he was the leader of the generation. Thirdly, he did this with a bezdin, he did this with a court of 10 people. He brought 10 people here, 10 of the sages, to establish the halacha clearly that she's permissible. So what does it mean that this person thought differently? So the answer is, this person was going with human reasoning. He was saying, sure, she's permissible. So you take her then. I don't want her. The Torah has rejected the nation. She comes from such a background. I don't want, Rashi says, Lifkeim, I don't want to bring a blemish into my seed. According to the letter of the law, she's permissible, you want, you take her, but not me. Boaz took her. Why did Boaz take her? Boaz saw that she was a tzaddikah, she was a righteous person. She was a balas chesed. The Megillah tells us. She was full of chesed. She was deserving. And since the law permitted it, therefore he took her. So Boaz was going with Torah, while the other person was going with the reasoning of men. What was the outcome? This person's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. He's only referred to as Pliny Almani. Why isn't his name mentioned in the Megillah? So Rashi tells us, Pliny, this means anonymous. He's referred to as anonymous. Almani means widow, a widower. He was worried that he would destroy his name if he would take this woman to his house. He was worried he would destroy his name. His name was destroyed forever. His name was erased for the Megillah. He was called a widower. Shohaya alman midivrei Torah. He was widowed from Torah. He did not let Torah dictate his life. He let the reasons of men dictate his life, not the reasons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Boaz, that feared not the reasons of men, but feared the reasons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Kenei Shem Olam. Through this marriage, he acquired a name forever. Because from this marriage came Yotzo David Umalchusa. He came out David HaMelech and his kingship. It's a very fine line. But this is what the Gemara means, Areze Magush. It's not a radical Gemara. It's Areze Magush. If a person will go without the depth of Torah, without the dictates of Torah, but his thoughts and his acts will be governed by the reasons of men, and this comes without labor in Torah, his mitzvahs will be dictated by the reasons of men, then this is not Torah. This is Amoritz, this is Bur, this is Kusi. The Kusim did the same thing, they saw and they did. And Arezer Magush. This is the same as superstition, the Gemara says. If man acts from the reasons of Torah, from the depths of Torah, from the labors of Torah, then with that he could acquire Shem Olam. He could acquire a name forever. The Torah didn't say that everyone from Ammon should be rejected. The Torah drew its line, Ammoni v'le Ammonis. The males and not the females. And this is why all of our acts and all of our learning must come from the source of Torah. This is why the great sages and the great Talmidei Chachomim of Klal Yisrael, there was no such thing that a person was a righteous person but not a great person in Torah. The greater he was in Torah, the greater he became in deeds, the Gemara tells us. The Eilam HaTalmud Kodim Shahatalmud maybe libe maiso. Talmud brings the person to deeds. It uplifts him and brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very cardinal point for the Jew to remember, especially in our times, in an era of such confusion. To distinguish that Torah is different than all of the other approaches in the world. If someone will tell you there is Torah by the nations, do not believe them. She'ein Torah ela b'Yisrael. We should be zeicher to a chag sameach and a matan Torah be'emes.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at PO Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.